Hello, brethren. We've just experienced a wonderful Feast of Tabernacles and last great day, one of the most unified and inspiring learning experiences ever. I hope we can all share during the Q&A after the service and in the weeks ahead. This, we've come back to a changing world. We're in the fall season physically at this time, but we're also approaching the fall prophetically as the world is in decline, watching the signs of the times everywhere. Ironically, hard times bring out the worst in some people in society, but among God's people it brings out the best in us. We get our priorities in focus as people in the world are beginning to feel vulnerable. We need to prepare physically, be prepared physically for whatever comes. If you look in Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 7, Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 7. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. And also Proverbs 30, verse 25. Proverbs 30, verse 25. The answer of people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. In other words, they're preparing for the winter. We are instructed to follow the examples innate in creation. Nature tells us to prepare for winter in the fall season. I myself will be harvesting my garden crops and storing them while I can before the winter comes. Likewise, we need to prepare for whatever comes physically. Most of us can remember the ice storm of 1998. We live in a society that's very dependent on electricity. And suddenly in 1998, in the winter, there was no electricity. We had three ice storms in a row, and they brought down a lot of power cables. There was no power, no lights, no refrigeration, no heat in our house, no gas at the pumps. The grocery stores had no refrigeration, no lights, no fresh food, so they closed. The city of Ottawa has extensive planning for this sort of situation, and we do need to plan for emergencies, whether they're ice storms or whatever comes. Their list is found on the City of Ottawa website called under the heading Emergency Preparedness. And they suggest supplies of water for several days, food that does not have to be cooked, a portable radio, battery operated, and flashlight with plenty of batteries so you know what's going on, because you're quite cut off without the radio powered by electricity. And the car needs at least half a tank of gas in the winter to prevent the gas lines from freezing. So it's wise of us to have this sort of storage for three to 7 days of physical food and equipment. As I say, the list under emergency preparedness is very comprehensive, covers all sorts of things. You may want to look at it to see if you've forgotten something. We all know the signs of approaching winter. Changes in the leaves. The temperature gradually getting colder. The rising winds blowing the leaves off the trees. And the frequent rain. This is what's going on outside now. The rain and the wind are blowing the leaves off the trees, ready for winter. These are physical signs. And they are a parallel of the signs we see in society, the attacks on the family, the frequency of violence in communities and cities, the loss of natural love, the rising frequency and intensity of unlawful behavior. We need to guard against becoming part of these changes by staying close to God and close to God's people. Being present and participating in services is a big part of our protection. Notice what it says in Hebrews 10, verse 25. Hebrews 10, verse 25. Hebrews 10, 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It becomes important, becomes more important. And we've got to remember not to trust in our own wisdom, but look to God. It says in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. We have to look to God for guidance and wisdom and direction. It's vital to maintain during this winter and at all times our contact with God through prayer, fasting, Bible study, and as I say, staying close to God's people. God will thus give us the strength to face this winter and whatever comes our way. If you look in Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. And the consequences are found in verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. You can have peace in this world, even though this world seems to be going crazy at times. Remember what Christ said in John 14, verse 27. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If we are close to God, we will have that peace of mind and calm. And in Psalm 91, starting in verse 1, he says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be the shield, your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. We're promised protection from terrors and are commanded not to be afraid nor anxious, because God is our refuge, if we make him our refuge. And 2 Timothy verse 1, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 and 7.
Therefore I put thee in remembrance, that you stir up the gift of God which is in you, by the putting on of my hands. That's what we did with Eric at baptism. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God's Spirit gives us the strength and to conquer fears and bring peace to our mind. So if you are faithful, if you are fearful, are you close enough to God? That's the question. We have a work to do as Christians while there is time. Christ said in John 9 verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. And the night will come eventually. It talks about the time in one of the minor prophets when the message of God will not be heard, will not be found. And in chapter 1, verse 3 to 7, Peter says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Christ from the dead. We've got to remember what our goal is. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the hope of the resurrection and a wonderful future. God keeps us by his power if we have faith in him. We do face trials, but those trials are not random. They're for our learning and our benefit. And they build faith and other qualities into our lives, as it says in James 1, verse 2 to 9. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. We grow in patience in trials. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. We need faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You'll remember that the people in the Old Testament, in the Exodus, they failed through lack of faith. You will find that in 1 Corinthians 10. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. So our trials have purposes. Our trials are going to produce good fruit. You remember what Paul said in Romans 8:18 and verse 26 to 28. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Likewise the Spirit also, in verse 26 this is, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purposes. We know from Acts all the trials and difficulties that Paul went through. 3 days, I think he said he was in the deep. He was stoned at one point. They thought he was dead. And he said, those trials are not worthy to be compared with the glory that we shall have in the future. They were very small to Paul. Everything is working to fulfill God's purpose. And remember these verses, very important. Therefore, 1 Corinthians 10, verses 12 to 13. Therefore, let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. And verse 13, for there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Doesn't say he will remove the temptation. He will make a way of escape so you can survive, grow through the temptation. Remember, God is in control and he will not tempt you above what you are able. And remember our ultimate goal, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God has started a work in you. We must determine to stick with it. Philippians 1, verse 3 to 6. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. And in verse 6 is important. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Once God has started a work in you, he will complete it until the return of Christ. Brethren, we've just returned from celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles and the Last Great Day. It's been a memorable feast with so many inspiring messages, wonderful fellowship, uplifting music. Could we use our Q&A to share feast experiences? Maybe we could share some feast photographs, some today, next week. Brethren, stay strong.